Hello, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Tuesday, May 21st, brought to you today by Churchill Shoes. Churchill Shoes is saying goodbye. After over 75 years of catering to all of our footwear needs, Chuck says it's time to retire, and that means unbelievable savings for you. From now until the store closes at the end of May, stop in for the most incredible sale ever at Churchill Shoes. Huge store-wide savings on both men's and women's shoes. Your feet will never be happier than when they're wearing Sash shoes. You'll love them. But hurry, when the store inventory is gone, it's gone for good. 75 years is a long time, and May isn't that far away. Stop and save now at the going out of business sale at Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall from now until the end of May. And Chuck says thank you to all of his great customers throughout the years. We'll miss you, Chuck. Stop into Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. By the way, all shoes now are 50% off at Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, our weather today, cloudy skies, some light rain expected later this afternoon. Going to be a windy day today again. Our high today right around 66 degrees. Well, there'll be no disciplinary action taken against Grand Forks Superintendent Terry Brenner, but he has been placed under an evaluation. School Board President Amber Flynn says a personal complaint was filed against Brenner over the budget realignment process by the Grand Forks Principals Association. He was accused of showing a lack of transparency, communication, and collaboration. After an hour-long special meeting of the school board, members voted unanimously for Flynn's recommendations following an investigation that found general allegations were confirmed. Now, they include a 360-degree evaluation of Brenner, including of those he supervises. The district will hire a leadership coach to help rebuild relationships, and there will also be biweekly meetings between Brenner and Grand Forks Principals Association. Well, UND is changing the name of the Chester Fritz Auditorium. Pending Board of Higher Education approval, the name will be Chester Fritz Performing Arts Center. Vice President for Finance and Operations Carla Magwin Stewart also said the term auditorium is misperceived by some. To a lot of folks, auditorium is a large classroom where you have to go to class, she said. So we wanted the name to be better reflected. That's really a performing arts center. It's a beautiful theater where people can enjoy the arts in a really nice, beautiful way. Well, yesterday afternoon, Grand Forks Fire Department dispatched to a multifamily apartment building at 110 Cherry Street for a report of a fire. Crews arrived on scene, encountered a fire in the kitchen of a first-floor apartment, and the flames were quickly extinguished. There was minor smoke and fire damage to finishings and personal property. Smoke was removed from the structure, and all residents except for the affected unit were allowed back in. Cause of the fire was determined to be accidental in nature due to combustible coming into contact with a candle. And the Grand Forks Fire Department would like to remind residents to exercise caution when using open flames and to evacuate during a fire alarm. And we'll have more news for you right after this. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services, so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields, unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? Well, gas prices continue to trend lower as we start the week and head towards the Memorial Day weekend. AAA says the national average cost for regular is now $3.59 a gallon. That's 4 cents less than it was a week ago. North Dakota's average is $3.31, while Minnesota is at $3.22. They say this is not expected to last because of the summer travel season and uncertainties with crude oil supply in the Middle East. Mississippi, by the way, has the lowest gas price at $3.04 a gallon. California California is the most expensive at $5.20. Finally, in sports, Major League Baseball, Minnesota Twins lost their seventh straight game yesterday, getting pounded by the Washington Nationals 12-3. Two teams will play again tonight at 5:45. High school ball yesterday, East Side over Sacred Heart 10-0. Today, a Sacred Heart at Dilworth Glinton Felton at 5. On the North Dakota side of the river, the EDC tournament starts today with no Grand Forks teams in that tournament. Girls softball yesterday, East Grand Forks Sacred Heart shut out West Marshall 10-0, and East Grand Forks got beat by Dilworth Glinton Felton 6-2. EDC tournament kicks off today with number 8 seed Fargo Davies at number 1 seed Grand Forks Red River. That game will be at 5 o'clock. Girls soccer today has Central at Fargo Davies, Red River at Fargo Shanley. Both of those games start at 7, and the NHL playoffs now down to 4 teams. Carolina Panthers will play the New York Rangers. Edmonton Oilers will play the Dallas Stars. And of course, they will be the best of 7 series. Winners of those 2 series will meet for the Stanley Cup Finals. And that's your morning update, brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in a round of golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls in the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. All right, Hidden Agenda back at 11 o'clock today. We'll be talking about things like DNA testing at the border, Sleepy Joe's disapproval ratings, and the sudden death of Iran's president and more. Make sure to tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. You know, the Forks are awesome. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.